I'm planning on saying some powerful thing this morning, but I cannot do it in my strength. Okay? I cannot do it in my strength, so I need the help of the Holy Spirit this morning, because this area where I'm going in will reduce your loss. And regain what's been taken from you. Now, that's a powerful statement too. You know, I didn't have those statements before I stood up here. But what I'm going to train you in today is going to reduce your loss and regain what have been stolen from you. If y'all believe that, y'all would answer up. There are things we have lost and things we can regain by what the Holy Spirit wants to talk to us about. I told you I've been in ministry 47 years. Had I known some of the things I'm about to teach you now, I'll be four times farther than I am now. And I'm a pretty good distance up the road. But there's a missing link. I'm trying to deal with the missing links. On Wednesday, we're dealing with the fear of the Lord. The church don't know much about the fear of the Lord. Those who come to church on Wednesday know something about it. Let me see who can. Who knows something about the fear of the Lord? The rest of y'all don't know nothing because y'all stay home. Y'all stay home. And you all are the one letting tradition make the word of God an effect. You all and the devil who don't come to church on Wednesday, you and the devil making the word of God of none effect. Amen. So you just go ahead on, stick with the devil. There's a lot of things you're missing. And it get me disturbed as a pastor to see the same old, same old. But people got their mind made up. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Not only faith comes from the word of God, but there's another spiritual commodity that faith can't work without it. Cometh with the word of God. When you hear the word of God, faith cometh, but also there's a sustaining factor called hope. And I believe many people's faith have been drowned because their hope wasn't in place. And so this morning I'm going to talk to you about abounding in supernatural hope. I'll define hope in a few moments. But that word abounding means abundantly stocked with it. Or abundantly provided, this supernatural hope. It means keeping alive. It means flowing in the future while you're in the present. In other words, on one end of prayer, you're praying for something, and you go all the way to the other end in hope. It's supernatural hope. All right? The first two scriptures I'm going to read, and I have a few notes here I need to get out, but the first two scriptures I'm going to read will open your eyes to a divine panorama view of the power of understanding how to apply and operate in the hope of God. A lot of faith been messed up because of this. A lot of faith have not reached its goal because this subject have not been taught enough in the body of Christ. And having hope is so important because there's a lag time between your faith and the manifestation. And so your faith need to have something it can attach itself to that is divine also. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
In Romans, I read Romans 15, verse 13. This verse is so powerful. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Look at that voice. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. See, the joy and peace, you're believing, you're operating in faith, but nothing happened yet. And so he called the God of hope here. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. In other words, you're believing for something. The God of hope fill you with joy and peace while you're waiting on the manifestation. Many times we lose things in the wait. Did you hear me? A lot of times we lose things because we don't know how to wait in joy. We don't know how to wait in peace. And so we lose it. Now look what he says. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what?
Believing.
Let's talk about faith. In believing. That ye may abound in hope while you're waiting. Y'all ain't hearing me. In other words, hope deal with the future, but hope hold you in place. Everything you miss by not knowing how to abide in hope. Hope is there for a reason. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Joy and peace in believing. Joy and peace in believing. Haven't received nothing yet. Joy and peace in believing. That you may abound in hope. Notice the last statement. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. How do I abound in hope? Now notice with me in verse 4 of the same opening. Romans 15, 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You see that? That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. So the scripture produces hope, and the Holy Ghost hold hope in place. What a combination. Why is that so necessary? Because faith is invisible. Faith see things you can't see. So hope need to be there to hold your hand until faith and hope connect properly. Now, if you listen, my own personal life, this lesson is for me because in my own personal life, I know I've missed some things because I didn't understand hope. So this spiritual hope, biblical hope, supernatural hope we are teaching on today, coming by scripture instruction and kept by the power of the Holy Ghost. How it come? And kept by who? Have you ever been discouraged? You know what you was lacking, right? You didn't let hope do its work. You were looking at the situation. You had applied the word. You was in faith. You were praising God. But discouraging moments come. Look like this stuff ain't going to never work. You just about tell the truth. Y'all ain't all high class all the time. That's why you need hope. You're believing for your healing. You've been believing for 7 years. You need hope. Don't turn your hope loose. You know, people don't like Jesse Jackson, but I like him. A lot of people say Jesse don't like him. Jesse's just forward. He's just Jesse. I like him. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive or your faith going to die. And so when you're operating, quote, sealing the bond, when you're operating, help me, Holy Ghost, when you're operating in faith and your hope dies, faith dies with it. Hope calls you to see it before you have it. You got to keep your hope out or your faith going to go back in. Faith can't work without hope. Some of you all have been believing God for things for your family, different things in your life, and you're pumping your faith and rejecting your hope. Matter of fact, hope, watch this, hope keep your faith alive. Your faith can't live without hope. What I said? Now, is there anybody here with me right now, just at the beginning, if seeing it's possible that you missed something because you were pumping faith and you wasn't pushing hope? Come on, y'all better be honest. I know I'm telling the truth here. See, the importance of understanding hope. Let me give you a definition so you have a better understanding of natural hope and biblical hope. I'll give you a definition. When I give you these definitions, I think you're going to be able to keep up with me more. Naturalistically, in the natural, hope is wishful thinking about something good happening in the future. Wishful thinking. See, now you can't wishful thinking. No. That's not the kind of hope we're talking about. That's natural hope. Natural hope is wishful thinking that something's going to happen in the future. That's what the world do. Now, biblical hope is a firm confidence from God about future issues. Because they are based on God's promises and revelation. Cotton Doggett, Leroy, I'm hitting myself on the back. You're preaching, boy. This should shift your life. See, because you mess around and have this temporary secular hope in place and think you're operating in faith, and it keeps shutting down on you. It keeps shutting down on you. But the hope of God will not shut down on you. It'll keep encouraging you. It keep telling you, hold on. It's happening. Don't give up. Let me fill you with a little joy. Let me give you a little peace. See. Now let me give you the biblical hope again, because I'll take you to scripture to show you how this hope works. Biblical hope is a firm confidence. Say a firm confidence. From God. Good God Almighty. It makes me think about the scripture. Let me show you what I mean. Look in 1 John 5:14. Holy Spirit called it up. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have the petition we desire. Turn to it. I want you to see it. Because the Holy Spirit is going to build your, confirm some things you've been believing for, you're going to get it. It's a supernatural, divine, spiritual, Holy Ghost confidence. Good God Almighty. I tried to put any word I could put in there, you know. You see 1 John 5:14? Read it. Hold on right there. He hears us, right? This is the confidence we have in him. Where is this confidence found? In hope. Thank you, Freedom. You say in him. You know, I'm talking about hope. Everything about him. In hope. If you don't have hope, you're not going to have no confidence. Here come the enemy. How long you been praying about that? Everybody going to ask you. How long you been making that confession? How long you been paying your tithe and you don't have no money yet? How long? How long are you going to have this family problem? The man of God said, we're praying, we confess things, they still got a family problem. How long is it going to last? How long this sickness and disease can stay on my body when I see the word say it's supposed to move? Right there, you got to be laying down in supernatural hope. Get the confidence that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Finish reading that verse. Read it over and read it again. Keep on reading. Keep reading. Wait a minute, I heard something. Wait a minute. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we saw it in the word, all right? He heareth us, right? Right? Watch what it says now. And if we know that he hears, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Otherwise, we have it before we have it. That's the way it works. If you keep on having it, you'll have it. Hope keep your having moving. Hope. Is a having anointing. Because materialistically or physically, it's not there, but you still have it. I'll give you a word here. Watch this. I want you to hear this. One of the first things the Lord told me about this. Hope holds a signal and a picture before your faith until manifestation comes. Hope, the God kind of hope, holds a signal and a picture before faith until manifestation comes. God dog, y'all robbing now. God dog. Can you see this? A signal. Hope is a divine signal. I already have it. And faith, see that signal? Faith said, we're going to get it. Yes, see, what happened, you're trying to believe in faith and got the signal cut off. See, you need the confidence that, and the trust, that's another word, and the trust that God is not lying to me. If he said this in his word, and I see it in his word, it belonged to me. Now, yes, there's a secret here. Because God knows the timing. Sometimes we believe for something and it's not time for us to have it right then. So God slowed the process down. So you might have somebody you need to get rid of first. Yeah, it might have something. So God got the timing just right. So your hope, keep a signal to your faith. Keep coming this way. You heard of lighthouses, right? Yeah. Well, that's what hope is to faith. Now let's look at that. I mean, Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. It'll show you right there. Hope holds a signal and a picture before your faith. If the signal goes out, faith has nowhere to go. In other words, brothers and sisters, I can say it is. Hope is a light to your faith. Hope helps your faith locate where it's going. We need to know this because we get discouraged. We say, God, I breathed it. Well, but the God of hope didn't fill you with joy and peace while you're believing. What can bring joy and peace while you're believing? Knowing I'm going to get it. Knowing it's mine. Don't care how long it takes. I'm going to have joy while I'm waiting on it. I'm going to have peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, trusting the Lord Jehovah. Look at it. Now faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance. Now faith can't go no further now. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hope for and the evidence. So, you listening? So hope stands between faith and things you can't see. So when Satan tell you after 21 days, you're not going to have this, you tell faith, you tell Satan, but I have hope. Now, what's bagging my hope up? The scriptures and the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost and the revelation of the scripture has my hope in place that my faith can work it out. Ah, dog, man. That's some things we've been missing, you see. Go back to our man text. Go back to Romans 15 before I show you some other things here. And I'll tell you, in English, the word hope implies contingency. I can't pronounce that word, contingency. But biblical hope, not a hope so hope, but a no so hope. It is sure. It is sure. The hope of God is sure. My hope is in God. My hope is not in my faith alone. My hope is in God. It's not in my faith alone. My hope is in God's faith. Look at the scripture again. Let's read them a different way now. Let's read 15:4. Come on, read 15:4. Romans 15:4. Wow, man. Can you see that? Read verse 13 now. Abound, yeah, abound in hope. See, and so a lot of things, everybody can't talk at one time. Y'all got to shut up and listen to me, unless y'all talking about the scripture. You can't discuss your hair and all that stuff while I'm here. Listen to me now, because it vexed me. You pay attention. This is so important, and then I ain't got time to be getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come see about you. I told you what to do. That's why I'm working here right now. I'm working here to pay attention. You can be in another church, you can just talk about everything, fingernails, anything. But not in this church here. You got to pay attention in this church here, boy. Your life is in the banner here. I'm saying something every time I open my mouth. I might not say it good. I might not have good English, but I'm trying to get something across in the spirit world because the importance of this message to the body of Christ at large is that a lot of us been discouraged. A lot of people quit on the way. They don't know they have to have their faith connected to hope, or it will not work. If faith come back and try to deliver the package and hope wasn't there, it can't deliver it. Now, you know, I'm not worried about no goosebumps shouting at this point. In this transition, we have to know what we're doing. As of right now, if you are listening and pay attention, there are some things you have missed because you have not had your hope in place. Instead of joy and peace in your believing, you became discouraged. Because it didn't happen when you wanted to happen. A lot of things we've given up on. So, well, God must be the one to have this. Yeah, God wants you to have it, but the contest is on. There's an enemy. God wants you to have your heart desire. But it's the enemy trying to block you out. So there's a divine delay. Don't let it turn into a devilish disappointment. Keep hope alive. Say it. Keep hope alive. Keep supernatural. Biblical. Scripture. Hope alive. He's talking to people who are discouraged. People who have not made progress as they think they should have made it. People who believe there's on a certain level, it's supposed to be moving. It's not moving on that level. It's because the higher the level is, the higher the hope has to be. Trust in the scripture and trust in the Holy Ghost. You follow me? Now let me show you this in living color in the Bible. High definition. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. You see where I'm going, John? Romans chapter 4. Live is in color. My goodness. Romans chapter 4, let's begin reading at verse 16. I'm going to read you, listen. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Talking about Abram. Now, let me give you a little insight on this story. Abram is impotent. He's old. He can't produce. He got a word from God that he is. Now, I want you to look at Sarah for a minute before I show you these principles. I want you to look at Sarah. First of all, well, Sarah is old, but something else about Sarah. Sarah always was barren. So she barren and old. She couldn't have a baby when she was young. It make it more vivid what the power of faith and hope can do. The power of faith, hope, and grace can do. She not only old, but when she was 18, she couldn't have a baby. Her womb was barren. And so now Abraham got to believe God. God had told him he's going to have a child. He old, impotent, no heat. Even if Sarah wasn't old, she barren. I want to tell you something. If you're in a tight spot, let me tell you something. God loves tight spots. In your life, when you get in a tight spot, shout. Because that's where God work it out. Keep hope alive. Right now, here goes sinner, in this building right here, those who are watching by internet, there are some things that God is working on you for you. He heard you. He got it. He got it in the making. He wants you to hold fast to your hope without complaining, without compromising. He'll come through. I said, he'll come through. Keep your hope alive. So God show us some impossible stories or some impossible things, which when faith and hope become a team, that it make the impossible possible. Now, a lot of impossible things the body of Christ have tried to do is by faith without hope. I believe God. Are you hoping in God? See, you in that... In that gap between the manifestation and your confession, you got to stand in hope. Are you seeing me? Huh? I trust him. I have confidence in him. Look, say it. I trust him. I have confidence in him. It will be as I said. You see me? See, many of y'all believe in God. I can't see nothing. I can't feel nothing. And I'm not hearing nothing. But I believe something. Now, I'm giving this to the Holy Ghost. You're in a master class now. You understand? You're in a master class where your discouragement is going to leave you. Your disappointment is going to leave you. Hope move discouragement. Hope remove disappointment. Hope is God himself working on his timing. If the package get there too early, it will destroy you. Keep supernatural hope alive. You want to tell you what I'm hearing now? You don't have to go to it. It's coming to you. You don't have to look for it. It's looking for you. Not only hope give faith a signal, hope give what you're believing for a signal. And hope is bringing what you're believing for and your faith together. Keep hope alive.
Keep hope, alive.
Hope in God.
Hope in God.
Have confidence in God.
Confidence.
Trust God.
Trust God.
Am I helping you?
Yes,
I see many tears being wiped away right now. I see a whole lot of discouragement leaving right now. If you're listening at me, you know. If you're listening, a whole lot of discouragement is leaving right now. And disappointment is leaving right now. Because some things haven't happened as fast as you thought they should have happened. But don't worry about it. Just keep your confidence in God. He's working on it. What do you think about this ministry? God, tell me what he's going to do in this ministry. I'm down there in Darrow. I said, God, what? He's going to have people come from all over the world. I said, what? But I kept hope alive. You single women believing for your man, don't you get discouraged about the time, tick, tick, tick. Don't worry about the tick, tick, tick. God knows what he's doing. You just keep your hope. That's why he ain't come yet. Your hope haven't been alive. That's why I come to preach to you this morning. Keep your hope alive. Satan beat you down because something don't happen yesterday. Am I helping you? How many of y'all needed this message? I know I need it. I'd been further if I understood. If I understood this like I understand it now, man, I'd be a whole lot further. All right, 16th verse. Therefore, it is a faith. Take note of everything we say now, that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but also that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Amen? And the 17th verse gives us some insight on God. It is written, I made thee a father of many nations. And then he says about God, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead. You see that? And what else he do? See now, when that happens, thought that be not as though they were. You have to have hope to fill that gap. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance and evidence. All right, now, watch this. Verse 18 now. You remember what I told you about Sarah? She's barren and old. She ain't never had a baby. In verse 18, now Abe up against something now. But the first thing he know he need to deal with is natural hope. Natural hope bark like a dog in the midnight. Because you're just wishing for something. Wish for hoping. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about scripture. Holy Ghost hope. We're talking about a hope that the scripture brought and the Holy Ghost worked with. Come on here. Bark all you want, dog. I got a hold of this bone. This a done deal. Keep hope alive. Hope is your life raft through the waters. Somebody write me off the internet and told me they got help. I'll be glad. I don't know if I'm helping y'all or not. Y'all didn't see anything. If you see this thing, help me, Holy Spirit. Look at verse 18. I mean, you know what he up against. You know what he up against, right? He old, Sarah old, Sarah barren, never had a baby. Now he's talking about have a baby. So Abraham, who against hope, that's wishful hope. Natural hope. Believed in another hope. Who against hope believed in supernatural hope that he might become the father of many nations. Now watch. You have the other voice. According to that which was spoken, so should our seed be. See, that came through a word. That hope came through a word to replace that other hope. Because it don't look good. Wow. Now, notice what came first. Verse 18 came before verse 19. Verse 18, why I say that? Why did I say that? Verse 18 come before verse 19. Why did I say that? I can't hear y'all over here in this section here. Why am I saying verse 18, I'm going to make you pay attention, come before verse 19? Why am I saying that? What you say, son? Hope first, right? And then faith, right? That he got it. See that? Put that on your notes. Hope first. You got to deal with your hope. Because if you don't have the supernatural hope, supernatural faith can't work with natural hope. Natural hope keep breaking down. Come on, why? When? How many been there? Come on, just tell the truth. Don't lie. Don't lie. All right. Now, supernatural. See, he dealt with hope first, so his faith to have something to work with. Abraham said, I got to stop looking at Sarah. I got to stop looking at myself. I got to stop looking at the past. I have to look at what God said to me. Don't you come here with that foolishness talking about it ain't working. I got supernatural hope. It's working. God has spoken. The Holy Ghost is helping me. You see it? So if Abraham had to deal with his hope first, we see, so then faith come by here, so hope come by here. Faith and hope got to come together, they don't wash a quarter. Hope ain't nothing without faith, and faith ain't nothing without hope. So they both come through the word of God. So we've been taught so much about faith, and not enough about hope. And we think faith not working, but hope is not working. Faith working, but it waiting for the signal from hope. We both came together. When faith came through the gate, hope came through the gate with faith from the word of God. But you see how the enemy get us to teach one side of the story. He got to break it up some kind of way because he know divine activities about to start taking place in your life like never before. Because now you know when you read the word of God, not only faith coming to you, hope coming, and grace coming all at the same time. There your baby. There your baby right there. Read this text over and over again. Just read it. Read it and do the same thing he did. There's your baby. You read it till you become fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is also able to perform. That's right. Keep reading it, man. Keep reading it. I told Deidre, Deidre jumped the gun. She thought she was pregnant. She's not pregnant. You know, them things don't work all the time. But so in talking with them, I wouldn't tell them nothing. I believe with them, but in talking with them, they called me and told me to go and check the blood type. Okay? I said, you know, y'all real young. Yeah. She real young. Yeah. You not Abraham.
Come on,
see, that's why it's good to have people around you with wisdom.
Right.
When she talked to mom, mom said, look, them meters ain't always right. Get it checked. Are we discouraged? No. Hope is alive. Sometime, yeah, baby coming, boy. Sometime God don't let something happen. Oh my God, I mean two stories at one time. I really won't go somewhere else, but I got to finish Abraham. But there's something. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. Come on, Abe. Verse 19. And being not weak in faith. Why he wasn't weak in faith? His hope was riding piggyback. His faith riding piggyback. On hope, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of barren, she barren of Sarah's womb. It been dead. Sarah's womb was dead before she got old. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Doing what? What makes faith stay strong?
Hope.
I can't hear you.
Hope.
Good God Almighty. Glenn, look out, boy. Hope. Yeah, you've been talking about what you're going to do and you and your family are going to do. He said, I remember I told this boy, about 10, 15 years, I'm going to build a big house. God showed it to him already. Going to be lights everywhere. He said that, you know, just hold his head now, you know. But I had hope was alive. He brought it to pass. Didn't happen the next year. Didn't happen the next year. But he brought it to pass. You getting, anybody getting any answers yet? Let me ask you this way. Anybody getting any answer about the dilemma? He hadn't failed you. Keep your hope alive. He's working on it right now for you. He want to get it to you where you can handle it. My goodness. And when you do that, keep your hope alive, you can live in verse 21. Verse 20. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded. See, you're not going to be fully persuaded. Listen. People have thought they can be fully persuaded just by faith.
Come on, Dan. That's it.
You can't be fully persuaded by faith. You got to have this blessed, no, the blessed hope is that Jesus is coming back. You got to have this hope. That the power of the Holy Ghost can work with. So your child been gone for 7 years and don't seem like they can get straight. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, I'll tell you something right now, You can't get to verse 21 with faith alone. See, you can't get there because you're going to be discouraged, disappointed, and disconnected because that was a place that hope was supposed to hold you in. And if you got your full consecration on faith and leave hope untended to, you're going to fall off the truck. And think you're still on the truck. Now, in this realm, children, it brings forth Mark 9:23. Look at Mark 9:23. See, you're walking in a divine possibility zone. Write it down. This morning I'm walking in a divine possibility form. Zone. In other words, now I see nothing is impossible. Now I see that with God's word, the Holy Ghost, and my hope in place, I can make everything possible. Come on now, y'all don't rock me like this. You see, things that seem impossible now to you will not seem impossible anymore. You follow me? Because now you're getting this supernatural confidence in place with God's word, because God can't lie and his word will not fail. So if something didn't come to pass, it means my hope failed because I didn't know how to keep it alive. See, we've been talking about doing impossible things, but we couldn't do impossible things without supernatural hope in place, because we have to have the Holy Ghost pumping and the Word of God pumping that joy and peace in us, supernatural joy, nothing happened yet, supernatural peace, nothing happened yet, but I just know it. I got hallelujah. Say what about hallelujah? Hallelujah. Because hope is sending me a signal and showing me a picture that you can't see for me. I'm fully persuaded. That's possibility there, boy. That what he has promised, he's also, oh, hallelujah, able to perform. But the song says, never give up. That song y'all sing, never give up. Never give up. Never let go. How many see some adjustment they need to make? I'll deal with you other liars at the end of the service. I know this is a sure word from God, boy. Man, you ought to be a liar. You ought to be thankful, man. You know, because Satan's trying to put pressure on you because it didn't happen yesterday. It's going to happen. Daniel prayed. I think it was 21 days. Them demons were trying to keep the answer back. The angel was fighting those demons. Get out of the way. The man of God is calling for help. Daniel didn't get discouraged. He stayed in hope. God, dog. Man, my goodness, the $800 check. Man, my goodness. Sit down a minute. My goodness. What, like eating red bean and white bean at the same time, yeah. How many red bean lovers in here? How many of y'all like white bean? You're eating them both right now. I might try that. I never tried it, but I might mix the two together. Do you see it now?
Yes, sir.
Do you see it that Abraham had to keep supernatural, Bible, spiritual hope from the Word of God under the power of the Holy Ghost alive because everything else was saying different? You, listen, look at me saying, you got to be able to work it out when everything else is saying something different. You got to know what you're using can change everything thought. Hallelujah. Do you see what I'm saying? You have to know that God will never fail you. God will never let you down. You have to know nobody and nothing can stop God. When you believe God's word, that word will make a way out of no way. That word will pull a truck with no motor in it. That word. Be encouraged, children. Be encouraged. If you saw it in the word and spent enough time for God to speak it to you, you shall have it. When nobody else can get it, you shall have it. Because if you know how to work the word and stand in hope, God will bring it to pass. Don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted. Don't be disappointed. He's working on it. Keep hope alive. Confidence. Hope. Confidence. Trust in God. What he said in his word. Sarah had that baby. All the doctors had a meeting. It was confused. How it happened. The science, the laboratory. They said, we need to shut this thing down. It ain't working right. How this woman had a baby? Because God told Abraham. You ready? You going places in your life because of the word of God? People are not going to understand how you got there. But you're going there anyway. Nobody can stop you, child. Listen, when you know the word of God, you know how to operate in faith, hope, and grace, and love, nothing can stop you. Hey! There's your healing right there. There's your money right there. You're moving under the, oh my, you're moving under the comfort of the scripture and the comfort of the Holy Ghost at the same time. Oh my, you heard what I said? Oh my God. You're moving now under the comfort of the scripture and the comfort of the Holy Ghost at the same time. Say, I'm moving under the comfort of the scripture. My hope is alive. Under the comfort of the Holy Ghost. He's the helper of my hope. Wow. 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 If you ever left anywhere in faith and didn't get where you're going, your hope was cut off. You heard that? If you ever start a journey in faith, if you become discouraged, disappointed, and downhearted, it's not God's word that is failing. It's not the Holy Ghost that is failing. You have let the enemy steal your hope. So what? If it don't happen in 3 years, keep hope alive. Hope is the only boat that faith will ride in. You'll never cross the water. Hope is the only boat. Faith ain't getting no other boat. If you got another boat, you got a boat of discouragement. Nope. Give me some hope, I'll ride with you. And I'll take you to a safe shore. Romans chapter 5. I got a clue. Because I want to deal with this sham business. You notice how I said Deidre wasn't pregnant? I ain't sham of that. She just ain't pregnant. I told Darnell, you're young. Get her pregnant. You want her pregnant? Get her pregnant. God ain't going to get her pregnant for you. You got to get her pregnant yourself. In other words, I just said, don't stop swinging. The game ain't over yet. I'm talking to you two. I'm talking to you two. Y'all let some things go. We come to reclaim this morning what is rightfully ours. We come to reclaim, right? And you shall have. Every time you tempted to become weak in your faith, check your hope. Come on now, y'all know y'all. Check your hope. I receive, sir. With the $500, I receive. Check your hope. See now, what? Let me see. Can I locate you? Let me see what you do. You've been checking your faith. Faith said, "Don't hold me. I need some help. Go back and talk to hope." So what the scripture is saying, that God will give you joy and peace while you're believing. Wow. Remember I told you this morning going to be a grand morning? Huh? Y'all rest of the folks, stand up so I can see y'all. Stand up. Stand up, because y'all act like I'm not saying nothing. Look, listen. You see all the other folks standing, y'all just sitting there waiting on the bell to ring. Ain't no bell going to ring in here. Listen. You need to catch this in my closing moment. You need to catch this. Airport, look at me. Airport, you need to catch this. Maybe some things have failed you, but your failure days are over. Do you recognize what I'm preaching to you? You're a child of the living God. You see, what's been happening, your hope been collapsing. But now, when you read the scriptures, you're going to see faith and hope. When you pray, you're going to say, "God, give me faith and hope." Hope, listen, Yvonne, hope is the emergency button when it looks like nothing else going on. Hope is the sustaining button when it looks like nothing else going on. Hope holds you in place while your faith is working. That's what I like that girl. Go ahead, Hope. Say it. Go ahead, Hope. Work it out, Hope. Work it out, Hope. And you got to talk to hope like a person. Because hope is a person. Come on, son. Hope is a person. Who is hope? The Lord God Almighty. That's hope. Who is hope? That's another $500 check. Have you been helped? Listen, I got some more things to say to you. I'll say it on next Sunday, but I want you to, absorb this. Saturate yourself with hope. Here comes some broken language now, but I want you to hear it, because it's going to hit your heart. It ain't over yet. You heard me? Look like, from the natural, it's not going to ever work out for you. That's called the enemy bluff. Because all the demons together, plus the devil, couldn't keep Jesus in the grave. And it's just a picture of what they can't do to you. If he arose, and he did, if he arose like he said he was going to rise, and he did, that means everything this word says is true. When Jesus arose from the grave, it was from Genesis to Revelation being fulfilled. And it was fulfilling every scripture where God said, my word will not return unto me void. It shall accomplish. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but me and my word shall stand. I watch it over my word to perform it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, make a demand what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Children, I talk to every one of y'all. You are the most powerful being that ever walked the face of the earth. You are completing the book of Acts. Miracles, signs, and wonders come through you. Some things about to happen in your life. Good things. You about to get that breakthrough. You've been waiting on. That is. Come on, choir. Y'all get up here. I need a little singing now. That is. Man. Man, Gene, did you hear what I was talking about today? Keep hope alive, man. Supernatural hope. Hope that can't fail. Hope that's already have nail to nail in the place. Some of y'all think you're lonely. And some of y'all think, they ain't not working out. Yeah, Pastor, talk about all this, but I don't see nothing. No, you got to see hope. God, let me tell you something about God. Here we go. You ready? God is no respecter of person. If he did it for Abraham, if he did it for Isaac, if he did it for Jacob, he got to do it for me. I have the same father that Abraham had. I have the same father that Job had. What? Hezekiah was sick unto death. Hezekiah turned his face. The prophet had spoken. You're going to die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He said, God, I've been loving you. I've been doing it right. I need you to do something about this. Stop the prophet before he got out. Ho! Ho! The Lord stopped. Say, I got another message. Go back and tell Hezekiah. I heard his prayer. And tell him I've extended his life 15 years. God didn't make that happen. I say God didn't make that happen. Hezekiah made it happen. Now let the gates swing open. Let the doors unlock of the things you've been believing for. Right now, in the name of Jesus, this is a turning point in your life. This is a turning moment in your life. I want you to believe me. I want you to have hope. This is a turning point in your life. This is the place that you've been trying to get to. You're there now. Go on through the gate. Go on through the door. The gates are wide open. Heaven is open. The Holy Ghost is talking. The dove is flying. Come on. The dove is flying. I said a dove is flying. Fly, dove. Fly, dove. The dove is flying. The Holy Ghost about to land in this house. The Holy Ghost is looking for somewhere to land. Let him land on you. The dove is flying. The eagles are flying. They're all flying together. This is your day. Get ready. Shout for the Lord and give you the victory. I said, shout, for the Lord has given you victory. This is your day. Hope is alive. The angels are clapping their hands. The angels are clapping their hands and flapping their wings. Say, I got a job to do right now. Somebody know how to put me to work. This is your day. Wow! This is your day. It's all going through now. I came here with a problem, but I'm leaving here with a solution. I came here hurting, but I'm leaving in peace. The angels are flapping their wings. I'm ready to go to work for my children. I'm ready to deliver what belongs to you. I'm ready to bring you where you're through, Jesus. Someone or someones in here have already received during this service. Now I know all of our minds have been cleared. When you get home, I want you to check every opposition and every awkward thing you've been dealing with, because something happened in the service. So now I write a note. Something happened. I'll tell you one thing I know happened here, Jesse. Yokes was destroyed. See, there were some yokes that faith couldn't get off by itself. But when faith heard about hope coming alive in you, that yoke cracked and fell. That burden left. Because discouragement and disappointment stays upon those who don't know how to operate in hope. We know God real, right? We know God is almighty, right? We know God can't lie, right? So what's up? See, it's the fear of the Lord on Wednesday. See, this transition in this church and keeping hope alive, supernatural hope alive, is bringing us back into New Testament action. Whereas it hasn't, you can't see it. I can't show it to you right now, but it's there. You can't see, but I see it. It's like watching a movie. When God's word tell you something, the film's already rolling. We can't go back to the place where eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered the heart of man. No, we can't go back there. No, I see the glory of the Lord resting upon us today. In spite of our shortcomings,